All right, welcome to the latest episode of the R. Bill Simmons podcast. Tribe here coming to you, and we have a special guest for the podcast this evening, a first on the R. Bill Simmons podcast, a female guest, a female Bill Simmons fan, tweets about Bill. We're going to get into her fanhood of him. So we really appreciate Devani, who you probably know from Twitter, coming on the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
So this is did you ever think you'd be talking about Bill Simmons on a podcast?
No, I didn't know there would be a podcast that even discussed Bill Simmons.
Perfect. See, that's what we do here. We try to do first. We're doing the second podcast about the Bill Simmons podcast. There's someone that came before, but they don't do it anymore. We had to pick up the slack, and we are going out and looking around the Twitter, the R. Bill Simmons community. And you came up because I think I first interacted with you when it was late May. The Celtics had just lost game seven. Everybody was celebrating the sad Bill Simmons face, and you came to his defense. You were defending him and saying that you wished he wasn't that sad. So I guess you're a big Bill Simmons fan and Celtics fan too. Is that right?
I am a Celtics fan. And okay, so I want to make it clear, like, I think that meme is funny. I use it all the time now. I do think they're like, I don't know, watching your team lose is like already gut-wrenching. He just looked so sad in it. Like, I don't know, I couldn't help but feel bad for him. Like, now it's fine. But in the moment, I was like, I want to hug him.
And I do appreciate how he's taken it in stride, and he admits that he's become a meme. That's good because you never know with that. But I mean, I would say with Bill, he consistently calls up his buddies at the worst possible time after their teams lose for content. So you know what? If Bill turns into content with the meme, I'm totally okay with that.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's one of his like endearing like qualities where it's fun to like it's fun to hate on him too.
Yeah, I mean he has legions of fans. I would say that's the majority of the Bill Simmons subreddit where this pod got started, is people just absolutely rooting. There, people are rooting against the Celtics extremely aggressively just because of Bill Simmons. So he's basically bringing all of America together that is not a Celtics fan, which is hard to do these days.
Well, it sucks for me, so it's not that fun.
Yeah. Now you're a Boston fan too, right? So you've I saw you're commenting. What do you think of Bill hopping on the Red Sox bandwagon for what, like 2 days, and then he's out again?
I literally quote tweeted up this morning and made note of the fact that we've lost all three games since he said that.
That is so classic. And he's the guy that he should know about jinxes, but yeah, I was looking at this. I think he hasn't tweeted about the Red Sox since April. So
They've
he's
been,
really showing your true fanhood there, Bill.
yeah, he's been very silent.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's watching much baseball anymore, which is crazy because that was his true love. He wrote about the Red Sox back in the day. Now, I'm curious for you as well. So are you listening? Like, what's your actual Bill Simmons fanhood? How much are you listening to this guy?
I only really start listening. Like, I'll re listen to like rewatchables every now and then if it's a movie I like. But like consistently, like the Bill Simmons podcasts usually start during playoffs.
Interesting. Now, did you find Bill Simmons first through the rewatchables, or had you found him before?
No, I've always known of him, I guess. I can't remember like the first time I heard about Bill Simmons, but he's Bill Simmons, like.
Yeah, so at some point you listen to a podcast episode about presumably like the NBA playoffs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people feel. I think that that read him back in the day. Because he was so big that people they don't remember the exact first column they read of him, but they knew they were a fan. Okay, so you're listening to NBA playoffs. So you're like waiting for the Russillo pods to come on.
God, no.
No? Oh, so you're out on Russillo?
I honestly very rarely like any guests he brings on.
Interesting. Oh, so you would like a kind of like a solo bill pod if he pulled that off.
I think, I mean, I like when there's like random guests, like whatever, like celebrities promoting stuff for like regular pop culture things that aren't basketball related. But yeah, other than that, like KOC, Ryan Russell, all of that, like I find them very annoying.
Well, that is that's consistent with a lot of the guests on this podcast, I will say. The people were not liking some of what Russillo and KOC were saying by the end of the season. Okay, so what's your, if you could remember, like what's your top Bill Simmons episode?
Favorite episode? God. I guess I'm gonna go to like kind of recent ones. I did like it when he had Ben and Matt Damon on, and I liked it when he had Jason Isbell on. I think those are both this year.
Yeah, that Ben and Matt one was great. I loved that one. Yeah, we actually did a podcast about that podcast specifically because it was so good.
Funny.
Yeah, those guys were great. And Bill, you know, he I think what's funny about that is he knows his place in that interview where he's, you know, Bill know, you know, he's, he knows he's famous. He sold Spotify for all that money, but he knows Ben and Matt are like the tier above him or two in the general celebrity, you know, Boston type of celebrity. And I think that
It's
that makes
definitely more
for a
than a
good
couple
pod.
of tears.
Yeah, and that makes for a good pod because I think what like Bill kind of runs over. I call him the ringer lackeys, but like when the KOCs come on the pod, Bill, I mean, doesn't really value their opinion that much, but when he has
Yeah.
Damon and Affleck on the pod, like he's got to listen to those guys because those guys are higher status than him. So he just has to.
No one's getting cut off. Everyone's speaking.
Yeah. Now, so you, if someone, because I've been known to do this from time to time, I do search Bill Simmons on Twitter. I like to see what the conversation is going on Bill Simmons, and maybe I'll come across people that might want to be in the pod that way. But when you search Bill Simmons on Twitter, your account comes up. You're one of the first people to come up, if not the first. Actually the first for me because he has blocked this account. So so when I search Bill Simmons, your account comes up. Now you say you are the Bill Simmons of Austin, Texas. So I think we got to get into that.
Oh my
What
God.
is the explanation behind that?
It's like not even really anything that funny. I think out of like all my friends, I'm like the only one that's like really keeps up or into sports. And as you can tell, I'm very passionate about it too, and I talk about it a lot. And so that's like, I don't know, being the annoying Boston person in a friend group, I just felt like that fit. And like we've jokingly said that to it, like people have jokingly said that to me before, and I just stuck with it.
I love that. And now, have you, that has, at least at one point, you were mentioning you were, did you change your name to Bill Simmons on Instagram? I was trying to pick up what, from your tweets, what you did that one time, or if you're still Bill Simmons on Instagram.
I am. My Instagram is still Bill Simmons of
Oh my
ATX, like
goodness.
the actual handle. And it's funny because I guess he's not as well known as I always just assumed he was. Because when I first changed it, I think that same day, I got like over 20 DMs from people being like, "What happened to your Instagram? Who's Bill Simmons?" My mom thought I got hacked. She called me and she was like, "Somebody named Bill Simmons hacked your Instagram account and they're posting."
Oh, that's amazing. So Bill Simmons's Q rating among the population is maybe not as high as what the dedicated NBA fans think.
Yeah, apparently, because I remember like talking to some friends and I was like, "What do you mean you don't know who Bill Simmons is?"
Yeah, you know, that's funny because I think if I zoom back to the mid-2000s or like even the early 2010s when I would say Bill was in his prime versus what he's doing now. If you were a sports fan in the, I don't know, 15 to 40-year-old range, like you pretty much knew who Bill was. So I think he is a little bit past the apex mountain at this point. So, and that proves it right there. But now you've continued to keep the Bill Simmons name on Instagram for at least the time being.
I have, and it's funny because, like what you said about Twitter, people say that, like, if they search Bill Simmons on, like, Instagram too now, like, my account is, like, the one right after his name that pops up.
Oh, that's great. Now, see, I wonder if you'll ever get a DM from the actual Bill Simmons.
I doubt it.
Wondering why. Well, and then the other thing too is people, that is a common enough name where other people will have that name. So if you're Bill, you can't kind of like call out somebody for making an account with Bill Simmons because that's actually, and I've come across like there's actually, this is not an uncommon thing because again, as someone who occasionally will search Bill Simmons on Twitter, people use Bill Simmons as their name that clearly like are not named Bill Simmons. They're just kind of doing it for the joke. So this is kind of a common thing. All right, so then we got to get into so the Bill Simmons name on Instagram, putting Bill Simmons into your Twitter bio, you know, and you're a female doing this, which, you know, the Bill Simmons listener base, as we've discussed before, this podcast was like 95.5 males to females. I'm not sure what Bill's pod is, but look, it's a sports podcast, it's an NBA podcast, it's an occasional pop culture podcast that's really appealing to the male demo. Because of all these things factored in together, you have been known to get some DMs from time to time from people incorporating Bill Simmons in the DMs, potentially looking to kind of flirt a little bit. So can we get into that? Can we get like a Mount Rushmore of attempted pickup lines using Bill Simmons that you've experienced?
I honestly tried to like comb through and see if I like had remembered which ones, but there's so many I like
But there's
block.
even just the fact that there's so many is just fantastic. I love hearing that. That's fantastic.
And to be fair, these started like way before I had like changed my name or anything, because I've occasionally have like just tweeted about him for like an episode or something after, and for some reason people just, I don't know, really latch on to it.
Hey,
Or like act
people
shocked that
listen to
like,
the
yeah, like
guy for hours
women
at a
listen to
time.
him.
Yeah, people love the guy, so.
So let's see. This one was funny, and it's funnier if you see the image, I guess, but it's like him at like South by Southwest, like a premiere. And it's a picture of him, like, I don't know, in a very awkward stance, basically.
Oh, is
And
that the
it,
one where he's wearing like baggy pants and a baggy shirt?
it's like a pullover
Perfect.
or something. And
Yep.
it just says, "Hey girl, I like you almost as much as I like the 86 Celtics," in like all caps over it.
God. Wait, sorry, I missed the second part.
I like you almost as much as I like the 86 Celtics.
That's so good. That's like one of those corny Valentines that you would send out.
Yeah, like some kind of like meme format. I think like the originals with like Ryan Gosling or something.
Oh, that's great. And that photo too, that's one of the most hilarious photos of Bill. That's his like how do you do fellow kids photo where
Yeah, no.
why are you dressing like that? I mean, you're a grown man, you're 40. You gotta be better than that, Bill.
Lots of these that just say like, "How do you think Bill will start this episode? What do you think Bill is going to talk about in the next episode?"
Interesting.
Which
Okay.
I don't know what they expect me to say.
Yeah, they're leaving it pretty open-ended, but like, oh, what is he gonna talk about? The game, the playoff game that just happened? Yeah, that's what he's gonna talk about.
This one made me laugh. Someone said, "I could be the Carrie Simmons of Austin, Texas."
Ooh, the sports gal. Yes, very interesting.
And I think I did reply to that one because it was at like 3 a.m. or something. And I think I was just like, Oh, that's crazy to send that to somebody at 3 a.m. And they were like, well, actually, crazier, like the crazier part was that I had to Google who his wife was to find out.
Now, I'm thinking through that though. So, if you were the Kerry Simmons of Austin, Texas, then the person sending you the DM, he would have to be the Bill Simmons of Austin, Texas.
No, the DMs, like this person said I could be the Kerry Simmons. Like he was saying he would be the Kerry Simmons.
Oh, he would. Oh, I
Yeah.
gotcha. Yeah. Oh, now I'm getting it. Yeah. Because otherwise, I'm like, that guy needs to be Bill Simmons. And that's a bold claim here. That's funny. Did you notice that? And I gotta give Bill credit for this. It is very difficult to find pictures of his wife online.
I think I've seen a couple. I can't say I've tried.
Yeah. Okay, I guess the context here is you're talking with someone who runs a podcast about Bill Simmons. So
Which
let's
is,
just say that
it
the
is
subject
interesting
has
because he
been.
posts his kids on Instagram a lot.
Yeah, that's interesting because he's very much I mean he even has Zoe on the podcast, but the sports gal, she is just hidden. And I mean that's good if he doesn't want her in the public eye, that's great that she isn't. But yeah, actually, what do you think about Zoe Simmons when she comes on the pod? Do you listen to those segments at all?
I don't think I've ever listened to more than like one or two. I mean, it's fine, but she's like a child.
Yeah.
Isn't she like a senior in high school?
Yes. I've
Yeah.
actually never even bothered to listen to those sections. I just don't really, I don't know. It's not, I just don't really have an interest for it. What was it, like Teen Corner?
Yeah,
Is she tried?
I don't think I really did either.
No, that was bizarre. Okay, so those are the top that came to mind. Anything else standing out to you for what people have DM'd your Phil Simmons?
Well, a lot of it's just like random stuff, and they'll like interject with this one. Like, this one is like a giant paragraph. And then it's like basically, you've popped up on here so many times. So I clicked on your profile. You're fine AF, 80% less goobery than Bill with the same level of sports analysis. And we both live in Austin. And then like goes on to say other stuff.
I'm guessing you did not respond to that one.
I did not, because this one was actually really scary. I didn't respond, and then he found my Instagram and then sent another paragraph being like, I sent you that paragraph on Twitter and you didn't reply, so I'm gonna try again here.
Ooh, yeah, I don't think that's working. He didn't get the message. It wasn't working.
No.
Interesting. That's too bad. Well, I love that too. Yeah, you had sent me that earlier as an example, and I thought that was funny because like the whole concept of you've popped up on here several times. Like, I mean, like maybe, but you also have to kind of search for the content too. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like he's seen your Twitter, I guess, several times now. But and look, like the algorithm, if you click on someone's profile and you look at that, it's going to start popping up in For You. So I think he could have messaged you a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to read them anymore.
All right, so then how about this then? What's been the most, if there has been one, what's been the most successful Bill Simmons related DM that you've gotten? Have you responded to any Bill Simmons related DMs?
Not
Not that I'm
beside.
inviting the podcast guests to do this. I'm not doing that. This is podcast listeners. I'm not saying that to do this. I'm actually saying to not do this. If you do this, you will not get a response. You will get blocked, maybe.
No, I haven't.
Wow. Okay. I think this is a poor reflection on the Bill Simmons fans out there. No one has been no one's had the skills to get a Bill Sim to land a Bill Simmons related DM to get you to respond.
Well, that's a little misleading because I have a lot of like mutuals on Twitter that like I guess are NBA Twitter adjacent who I've talked to Bill Simmons about, but not in like a weird sliding into my DMs kind of way.
Gotcha. Okay. So leading with a bill is a no-go for you would say.
I mean, unless it like Yeah, probably not.
Okay,
I'm
so
like trying to
you're.
think of stuff like what could be so funny that I'd be like, okay, fine. But I can't think of anything.
All right, so again, for the podcast listeners, do not open a DM saying, "I heard you on the Our Bill Simmons podcast." Do not do this. This is not a winning strategy. I'm glad we've settled that. All right, nice. So we've gone through the DMs here. Now,
Wait, I just remembered. I actually got one from someone saying that you had invited them onto the podcast. And they
Oh.
were like, what should I say? Can you tell me something about Bill Simmons? And I'm like, why are you going on it then?
Oh shit. Do you know if this person has been on the podcast?
I have no idea. And I don't even know them or follow them or anything. It was like a random anonymous account.
It was a oh, that is so interesting. Wow. So this is wow, we're
Wait,
really familiar with
now I
you
have to like try to
here.
find it.
Yeah, that is fascinating. I kind of want you to I
Oh
want
wait,
I
okay. I found it. I found it. Someone named Kabuki Jones.
did I invite this person on the podcast? Very
They said on July 3rd, they said, "Yo, I need help learning about Bill Simmons, and I figured I should ask you. I've been invited on the Bill Simmons podcast. I need help."
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. I'm looking, he's this guy, I'm having a conversation with him. Okay, yeah, so okay, this is now we've smoked this guy out because I'm gonna go ahead and read what he wrote to me. Okay, so he messaged you on July 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay, so he messages me on June 27th. I did not message him. He said, "Hey, I see that you guys follow me. Thanks." Then another message a minute later. "It sounds like a great show. I'd love to discuss Bill Simmons sometime." And then a day later, it's the next day, he says, "What do you say? When's the next episode?" So he's making the call that he wants to be on the pod. And then I guess I said, "Yeah, word. Yeah, well, I want to bring you on for sure." And this is bad too. So June 28th, I say, "Do you have any Bill Simmons universe hot takes?" And he has never responded to me.
I'm guessing that's why he asked me.
This is just a rookie performance. You DM me out of the blue saying you want to go on the show. He said, the direct quote, "I'd love to discuss Bill Simmons." What the hell?
To ask me to give him, like, I don't know, information, he said, "I need help learning about Bill." And I figured I should ask you,
Unbelievable.
I need help.
Unbelievable. I kind of want to see what this guy's up to. Like, is he
He's
just a
private because I
star?
tried to click on his profile just now.
Oh, interesting. I think he's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this guy's vibe is. Yeah, no, I don't I hate for I hate for this to be bad radio. But yeah, we'll maybe we'll have to link. Maybe I'll post a screenshot of what he sent me as like a context for this. That's hilarious. So did you respond at all with anything to say, or did you leave that?
No. I
No.
didn't.
And this guy, I think the profile is a little wonky. Let's just say that. I think I'm getting wonky vibes from the profile, and not followed by anyone I'm following. So yeah, this is all right, very, very questionable here, but I'm glad we sussed that out because that was unbelievable.
My God, I'm glad I remember that because I remember when I first read it, I was like, why are you going on it if you're asking me to tell you facts about Bill Simmons? Like, I don't even understand like what you want me to say to you.
Yeah,
Like, send you a link to a Wikipedia page.
that is hilarious. Now I'm curious of this as well. So you like listening to Bill for pop culture takes. And I was thinking about this too. And I will admit, like your tweets surface on For You to me sometimes, right? So I've seen you tweet about Taylor Swift. Are you aware of Bill's Taylor Swift takes? And if so, do you have thoughts on them?
Didn't he just compare her to Tom Brady? Like, what else has he said about her?
Well, so the latest one is he was talking with that former Ticketmaster CEO, I think like Nathan Hubbard maybe.
Okay.
And so Nathan Hubbard, he actually runs, he is obsessed with Taylor Swift. Have you listened to those segments?
Because he did one on every album, right?
Yeah, and that like I, that to me is kind of like, all right, I maybe get that. I'm not sure why he specifically is doing it, but I guess I do kind of get the concept because she is such a big name. But this guy, like, I think she needs a restraining order against this guy because he is obsessed with her. And whenever he goes on Bill's pod, he like just fanboys like crazy. But basically, the take is that Bill very clearly says, hands down, she's the most important artist of the past 20 years. You know, that number one by far.
Interesting.
So is that, you know, I is that true in your mind, or would you put other people up there or even above her?
In the past 20 years?
Yeah.
No, I feel like you could put her up there. I mean, like right now, like what besides this and like Renaissance, like it's the highest grossing tour. I don't know who else would be up there if we did like a top three for like 20 years.
Yeah, I think people, Beyonce was getting a lot of love, so that's kind of the big one. But I think people were laughing about it because Bill is such kind of like the prisoner of the moment guy. So he's, you know, he's basically out there with the take, saying it pretty aggressively and not considering anybody else. But also while he has Nathan Hubbard on, who's fanboying on him like crazy. But yeah, but you tweet about, I guess, so you're probably, are you a Taylor Swift fan, or are you just sort of tweeting about her because she is so big and she is like one of the biggest,
I
like.
can't even remember what I could have tweeted about her recently. No, I'm a fan. I've seen her twice on this Eras tour.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very nice. Oh, and then were you following how apparently like she was going to the cities that were then losing playoff games?
I did see that conspiracy theory.
That was hilarious.
That was funny, yeah. I think I saw like a TikTok or something of it. No,
Right.
I
Yeah.
feel like he's definitely like just, I mean, he has an 18-year-old daughter too. I think that will play into it a little bit. But Bill also just likes people that are in the moment culturally at the time, their apex mountain or whatever. So he's gonna latch on to something like that and act like he'd been a big fan the entire time or whatever.
Yes, he does love doing that. He loves saying in the moment that he's always been a big X fan. But only when they're at their Apex Mountain.
Yeah.
We've been I've always been in on the fire drill. That's so classic. That's so classic. I wanted to get your take, or not your take, but I wanted to get like kind of, what other podcasts are you listening to beyond Bill? And because on this show, people come on and inevitably, like, we're talking Ringer pods, they're talking Ringer NBA pods, maybe rewatchables, they're talking all sorts of NBA and sports pods. But as someone coming at Bill from a different perspective, what else is on your podcast diet besides the occasional Bill Simmons pod and rewatchables pod?
Yeah, mostly like sports podcasts, doing like little recaps of games and stuff. So I'll listen to the Name Redacted podcast. That's like DraftKings Red Sox podcast. Baseball is Dead sometimes. Tipping Pitches. And then like I don't know, occasionally like dumb comedy ones. I don't really want to say the Adam Friedland Show on air, but I do listen to that pretty regularly.
I have seen you tweet about that. I mean, it's a popular show. I don't. I think there's a decent amount of crossover between Bill Simmons listeners and that show, because whenever it gets brought up in the subreddit, people talk about it.
Know, but I think the only fan base that's probably worse than Bill Simmons fans are Cumtown fans.
Oh, you think so? Okay, I have never listened to the show actually, so I have no insight onto this at all.
Oh, 100%.
Interesting. Why do you
Yeah.
think that is?
Because I'm guessing the majority of weird things I get sent to me, if they're not Bill Simmons rated, that they're from them.
Interesting. Now, what's like the kind of what's the general vibe of that show? It's like a kind of political, it's pop culture-ish, but that's I'm probably completely oversimplifying it.
I tried really hard not to make a dumb joke right now.
Making
it's a podcast about being gay with your dad. No.
it.
It's yeah, well, lately they've had a lot of random famous guests. I've seen like Neil deGrasse Tyson was on there, Chris Cuomo was on there. I'm forgetting who else, but yeah, it's they were just three of them. And it was like free flowing comedy with some random guests sometimes. One of them left last summer, and so they're trying to like pivot a little to more like a retro talk show vibe with guests on.
And then there was some big controversy with Taylor Swift's former
Oh, I
boyfriend,
forgot
right?
Maddie Healy. Didn't the wait, no, yeah, didn't Bill talk about it on an episode too?
I think he
I think
did,
they
yeah.
kind of mentioned it.
Yeah, I think it was brought up, but yeah, it was briefly brought up in because I think I think that Nathan Hubbard guy was talking about whether I think it was like something to do with like, is Taylor going to be mature or not, or is she going to be in this phase with like the bad boy boyfriend?
Yeah, I remember that. So yeah, Maddie Healy was on the Adam Friedland Show episode, where Maddie Healy wasn't even really the one saying anything. It was one of a guy who's like kind of a background character on this show now, a producer slash was a previous host. Nick Mullen was the one saying most of the stuff. I think Maddie Healy had like one or two comments. And honestly, I think this episode came out in February. And like I remember listening to it at the time, and like I guess this like s is speaks badly about me, but I didn't think I didn't like think twice about the episode. I moved on, and then like 2 months later, when everybody was talking about how like horrible it was, I was confused, I guess. Wasn't really under like understanding the controversy, but she's definitely not with him anymore.
I think that happens most of the time with these podcasts. It's just somebody going back into the when somebody is more famous, when they're at an apex or whatnot, they're in somebody's famous life, they're gonna go back and get stuff. But yeah, I think that's I honestly I think part of that happened even with Bill. When he are you familiar with the A Sad Day in America and the 2005 Redraftables podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I might have to send that to you after this. Yeah. So Bill and Russillo. So Ryan Russillo, who infamously, has basically admitted he votes conservative for tax purposes, but they did a podcast directly, like the day after, the summer 2020, the big BLM riots, I guess you'd want to call them, but they did that podcast, and basically in that podcast, Russillo celebrates Bill for having a very diverse Ringer staff. They get concerned about looting going on in richer LA areas closer to them. They don't like that going on, and then and that's the pod where Russillo says basically he votes for tax purposes. So almost like soon after that podcast, and then plus the 2005 Redraftables is sort of like, why are you kind of adding on something so unserious to something so serious? And Bill actually kind of quit Twitter for a year or so after that. It was actually pretty rough, the fallout from it. So people were not happy with him, and basically were like, why did you do that? Which then led to the infamous, are you familiar with the with Bill's it's not open mic night comments?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that was kind of what led to that. And then obviously the response from the Ringer Union was like, well, you have Zoe on your podcast
Yeah. No, yeah, I remember that part. Yeah.
doing that. All right, let's if you're game for it, I want to pose a couple of Bill of mid to late 2000s Bill comments that maybe wouldn't fly today to you, and then kind of get your reaction to it if you're up for it.
Okay.
All right. So are you familiar with Bill claiming he pulled the goalie on his wife?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're familiar with that one. Yeah, do you, for the listeners, I have it up, so I gotta read it. I have to read it. Okay, so this is from the Book of Basketball, where Bill says, he's like, I guess he went on some trip. He says, I needed permission from my pregnant wife, who was perpetually ornery from A, carrying our second child during the hot weather months of California, and B, being knocked up because I pulled the goalie on her back in February. And then he says the term pulling the goalie means eschewing birth control and letting the chips fall where they may. Usually couples discuss pulling the goalie before it happens. In my case, I made the executive decision to speed up plans for kid number two. This did not go over well. I think I'm the first person who ever had a home pregnancy test whipped at them at 95 miles per hour. So I'm curious, what's your reaction to this, if any?
I mean, I think Bill is like particularly like known for being wildly sexist. I mean, that's fucked up. It's like a form of stalking. It's illegal. Like you can get like charged with assault in some countries for it. Like, not funny, but I mean, I get he published that somehow.
No, isn't that the craziest part? It's published in ESPN book, which, because Bill will joke about when he was at ESPN working at a Disney company, but ESPN, Disney publisher, publishing the ESPN book. Yeah, and there was always a question too, because this has been debated, and we've got the Bill Simmons sleuths on the case. Obviously, pulling the goalie from the woman's perspective, it's much easier to contemplate how, you stop taking birth control.
Yeah.
From the guy, it's sort of unclear how Bill actually pulled this off.
I mean, I'm guessing he replaced birth control with something else.
Oh, okay, interesting. Because there's a variety of theories out there for what he might have done. I guess we'll never really know.
Think that that's like
On this
the
one.
majority of the time is you can usually replace them with like Tic Tacs or something, and they're very interchangeable looking.
Oh, that you see, this is why we needed you on the pod, because that is the first I've actually heard of that explanation. And that makes sense from a female perspective, because what guys have said is either what guys have said are other explanations for him doing things, not the birth control. So that's actually really interesting.
Also, yeah, when he's saying birth control, I'm just assuming he means like oral tablets or something.
Interesting.
Not
Okay.
like not putting a condom on or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So the other ones is that he just came without, and she was mad that he did. And then the other one is that he didn't wear a condom. But see, I always didn't
That
like
is just so crazy to write out, like, where your son can just read
I know, right?
it.
I know.
And that's what I think that killed me the most is at the end, it like in a like its own sentence, it's like, plus we had a son.
I know, that's so crazy. That's so wild. Yeah, his son. I know. I really well. And okay, so here, so something we've thought about this on. Well, I'm saying we, as in like me. Like I've thought about this. When Zoe Simmons goes to college in the fall, there's probably gonna be fans of Bill Simmons who know who Zoe Simmons is. So I'm just kind of curious of that reaction, if any, when she's at college.
I mean, it's probably like that at high school too.
Agreed to an extent, but I think they go to a very rich high school with a lot of celebs kids, so it's less of a thing there, I think. Well, and college is just so much different. She's going to be going to Boston rather than being home. So, yeah, I'm curious of how that all comes out. We'll have to see. Ben Simmons, his son, I think it's a little bit different because Bill's mid-2000s misogyny doesn't matter as much for a son, but for the daughter, it could be interesting, the reaction to that. Okay, so another one, and you had tweeted about this. So do you remember that I tweeted the, it was Bill and Adam Carolla talking about Survivor?
Yeah, I think I joked about this at one point.
So for context for the audience, so there's a clip, and I would recommend anybody, if you only listen to Bill starting recently, the Bill and Adam Carolla podcasts are just like insane for a variety of reasons, but they can be very funny at times. And in one of the podcasts, probably 2009, Bill is talking about how his wife is getting very mad at him lately because they're watching Survivor together. And Bill has a theory that the large-breasted women, and I think he used the word cans here, which personally I've never liked that word, but I don't even think people say it that much. But Bill and Adam like using cans. That the women with the big cans, they get voted off very soon. Like they're guaranteed to go in the first three episodes because the other women are jealous. And Bill's wife did not agree, did not like it. Adam Carolla, totally on board. He says he's seen it happen a million times.
Yeah, I don't know, just a bizarre thing to notice, I guess, or keep track of.
I mean, well, from, but maybe not from a guy's perspective, though. I mean, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, because, well, okay, so then I'll pose the question to you. Like, would you, if you're watching one of those shows on Survivor, you've got a nice looking guy, jacked, nice six pack. I mean, if he's gone in the first couple of shows, you're not going to have that for the rest of the season. Is that just a male thing with the females? Am I crazy on that?
I mean, but that's not just one season. That'd be like if I was like noticing that a cute, like every guy I thought cute got out at the beginning of every season.
True, but I think you have to, like, Bill Simmons is like such a pop culture fiend. This guy was running fantasy leagues about reality TV,
Well, so
I think even
I have
before
like
Graham.
Bachelorette and like Bachelor Fantasy Leagues, and I do stuff for those shows. But like
Oh,
the
sure. Okay.
patterns for those like are never like things like that.
And I bet they probably he probably said that after like one of Bill's favorites got voted out shortly. Like there was one season I remember it was like probably very early 2000s, like Pearl Islands or something, where the concept of the show was that they were dropped off with just the clothes in their back. And there was a woman who was wearing a strapless dress, and she got voted off. And she was had natural features that men would enjoy, and she got voted off first. And the host of the show, like Jeff Probst, made a point to say, like he said something to the effect of, like, I can't believe you guys voted her off first and didn't keep her around.
Yeah,
So.
I guess stuff like that's like different. I've never really watched Survivor, so like I don't have like a lot to like compare it to, but I mean like obviously Bachelor is like a dating reality show, so it depends on who the lead is to pick.
What do you think of Bill's about Bill's fascination with Sydney Sweeney, which you're getting tagged in those photos on Twitter, right? People.
Which I actually think that is weirder than the DMs. I don't think I really understand why people do that. But I mean, maybe like the Red Sox aspect, she like threw out that first pitch last year, but every time that pitcher like starts like making its rounds on Twitter again, people tag me in it, and I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that or respond. But I mean, Bill's obsession with her is, yeah, she's hot. I mean, I can objectively say that too.
You know it. I mean,
I
look,
mean, we
guys.
all know Sydney Sweeney's hot.
Guys can say Brad Pitt in Fight Club is attractive. I mean, we can be comfortable and say that. Yeah, but Bill, now have you listened to any of their rewatchables? Because I don't listen to that, but people claim that he basically like always says a much younger, hotter, potentially more well-endowed actress should be replacing all of the people.
I don't have a think of like, I think I've seen that on like Twitter or something. Maybe it was like when I was on Reddit once or something. But I have seen people like discuss that, or that he's like more likely to like enjoy a movie if he's like attracted to the woman in it.
Yeah, this has come up on the sub because people are saying that they, the people that have the view that Bill does are viewing actresses when they're watching a movie, yeah, through that, just enjoying their attractiveness instead of enjoying their character. So we get some like film snobs on, or maybe snob is the wrong word, maybe like film nerds, film I whatever. They're probably not listening anyway, but we get the film nerds in the subreddit that will like they get mad about rewatchables episodes. They get legitimately angry at Bill Simmons's movie takes, including what he thinks about actresses, to which I think people need to like take a chill pill. Bill Simmons is watching a movie on TNT at 2 p.m. on a Saturday while he's doing five other things. So you're really not getting, Bill Simmons is not this great movie connoisseur having amazing takes.
I mean, I don't really think he's. I would maybe put on rewatchables like just to put it on. I don't think I would go into an episode like genuinely like looking for like elf, like inspiration to watch a film or anything. I don't think Bill is that smart, so.
No. All right. Are you familiar with Bill's comments about Scarlett Johansson?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is from 2008. This is a mailbag. So again, on ESPN.com. So he gets a mailbag question. Shouldn't Scarlett Johansson's breasts get their own billing on the promotional posters and ads for The Spirit? Which I don't even remember that movie, but whatever. That's beside the point. So this is part of Bill's answer. Absolutely. And I think they should do a press tour. I want to see Billie Bush interview her chest. I want to see Vanity Fair do a cover story on her chest. I want to see her chest appear on Letterman, Kimmel, and Colbert. And I'd love to have her chest on my podcast. And this is my favorite part. If she ever does a nude scene, and I say the following without a hint of exaggeration, it's going to be the biggest moment in the history of the internet. So this is Bill for this is Bill for you. As recently as 2008.
That's wild. The setup for the Sydney Sweeney obsession.
Have you seen the Bill? Do you know of the Bill Simmons Charlize Theron tweet, the famous tweet?
Maybe.
Okay, yeah, there's a funny one, and beyond that too. Did you? I posted this, but you maybe not didn't see it. But there's a interview he did with her. And she just completely flips out on
Oh
him
wait, I do remember.
for being a terrible podcast host, which is just fantastic. But yeah, so this is the one that kind of speaks to Bill and how he watches movies. This is from 2009, so again, like very early days of Twitter and whatnot. So Bill Simmons, it's weird to watch Charlize Theron in something where I'm not rooting for her to take off her top.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I see. Like, even because I'm certainly down to defend Bill here. Like, not here in this specific instance, but I'm down to defend Bill in general. But I'm not defending him here, though. I don't think this is a normal thing that guys do when they watch movies.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
I mean, for a variety of reasons, but one would be if you really wanted that, Bill, there's other resources for you beyond the current movie you're watching. So that really shouldn't be your go-to for the specific movie. That doesn't make sense. But he finds that funny, I guess. That was the 2009 Twitter, I guess, X these days.
God, he has so many of these.
Yeah, we could keep going. I mean, we've and now have you seen the ones where he talks about the like the women he'd most like to pose for Playboy.
No.
All right, so that was one, which was, yeah, so basically, yeah, so this is earlier too. This is like early 2000s. So he has a reader ask, help me settle a bet here. Which celebrity would sell the most magazines if she chose to pose for Playboy? So, so he talks about Britney, Jessica Simpson, Anna Kay, Anna Kournikova, Lindsay Lohan. So now this is another classic Simmons obsession. In this, he says, so this is him talking about Lindsay, a solid runner-up choice because we could solve the implants yes or no dilemma once and for all. I'd be combing through those pictures like Gil Grissom looking for carpet hairs in a dead hooker. It's like, this is, I mean, you just cannot post this now. You just couldn't do it.
No, I'm honestly like every time like and I swear like you think I think I've like heard it all or seen it all with like weird things he said in the past and there's this like another one and another one and another one and like I'm not gonna I don't want to make like weird speculations or anything but I do think it's interesting that like there's had like they've had all the issues at like Ringer with like the union and things like that. Like I'm genuinely actually surprised there's never been like anyone that's come forward to talk about like I don't know inappropriate workplace comments or something like that.
Yeah, I'm shocked that someone has not written the definitive takedown of Bill Simmons and used his ESPN columns, because there's a lot to work with
There's
here if someone
so
really pulled
many.
it off. Yeah, and he was obsessed with the Olsen twins. Like this was part of the answer that he gave for this Playboy thing. He says the Olsen twins are the winner of this for, and I'm quoting him here, for the inevitability, for the morbid curiosity, for the sheer magnitude of the whole thing, everyone would have to see. And then this is where it gets kind of bad. Sure, we'd be looking at two girls who weigh a combined 165 pounds, and the results would be invariably depressing and possibly scarring. But yes, everyone would have to see everyone. So there you go.
Yeah,
Not
wow.
good. All right, now I'll finish with this one. Do you want to know what I think is his worst out of everything? It's the Natalie Portman one. Do you know what I'm going to say? I retweet this from time to time just to kind of have some fun on Twitter.
Yeah, I think I know what you're about to say.
Okay. Yeah, so for the Natalie Portman one, just unbelievable stuff where someone asks him. They go, what's the cutoff age of young female celebrities for guys not to be considered total pervs and thinking they're hot? So, for example, a lot of my male friends love Lindsay Lohan. Now that she just turned 18 and is legal, does this make their obsession with her non-taboo? Or should age only be a secondary factor combined with how old the actresses appear to look along with the age of the male in question? So already we're like at a questionable point here with the question, because the question is implying that it would be okay if someone is younger than 18, if I'm reading that right, which I think I am. So
Yeah,
Bill
that
says,
should have been a skip.
yeah, that should exactly. So Bill says, I would say that the answer has to be 18. Okay, so I got to give Bill some credit here. Since that's the legal age and all. With that said, and then he brings up the Olsen twins again, were the same guys who counted down the months until the Olsen twins' 18th birthday, and this is unbelievable, and spent entire days exchanging emails on whether Lohan bought implants or not. My buddy Raph and I have spent hours arguing about this. I still say no. The point is that the vast majority of guys are total pervs. That's just who we are, and women know this. But here's the killer of this, is that in the response, Bill Simmons claims that every guy thinks Natalie Portman in beautiful curls, who was 13 years old at the time, is hot. And I cannot believe people have not taken that more and written that about Bill Simmons.
Yeah, that I don't think I saw that until like a couple of months ago or something, but no, that grossed me out. And yeah. I think he go on to be like, well, just to preface, like, that is really creepy. And I'm like, then don't write it and don't say it out loud.
No. And look, like, if I'm defending Bill here, and I'll defend him to the extent that, like, I'm not defending that comment, but defending the general vibe that he had. The internet was still new. You know, it was an era of, you know, Maxim magazines and all that kind of stuff. But to be fair to Bill, he is working on his comedy chops, right? He's just come from Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. So he's trying to be funny with it. But yeah, some of these just did not land at all, including that Natalie Portman one just did not land.
Yeah, that was rough.
So yeah, but I'm in total agreement with you. I'm surprised that, and especially because they're available on ESPN.com. I mean, that's why I like tweeting them out, because they're available. People don't go back and read them and talk about them, but if people did, there's a lot to work with.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say about Bill Simmons before we go here? Do you think that he has completely jinxed the Red Sox season and they won't be coming anywhere near making the playoffs?
I mean, it's not looking too hot right now. I mean, I think we're literally playing right now. I don't know what the score is, but I think it's a solid team, much better than I thought it would be in April, March. About like a deep playoff run, no idea. But I think we could fight for a wild card spot if everyone really buckled down.
Oh, and you were, I was looking at, you know, Bill did this, and like basically everybody was out on the GM. Would you say you're still kind of questioning the GM, or you might, if they're okay this year, you might turn around your thought on that?
Oh, Bloom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still pretty, I'm going to wait and see. I think we have some good talents being developed, but I'm not going to make any hard statements on what that looks like until I see results. So.
Yeah. So this was Bill from January of this year. Bloom is in the running for the worst Boston GM of my lifetime. I love that. I mean, that's just, oh yeah. And then this is from August of last year. How is it? Chaim Bloom completely failed the 2022 Red Sox. Yeah. He's not a fan, but I just so love that Bill is so transparently only a fan when they're good. Were you seeing that people were calling him Pink Hat?
Yeah, no, I mean, he didn't say anything until, like, we had, like, a solid, like, July winning streak. And then he says that, and then immediately backtracks, and I was like, I take it back, after we lose three in a row after he said that.
And the thing that kills me, like, I'm a Red Sox fan, and I grew up, I was a young kid from 99 to 2004 when they were really good. Like, those 99 teams with Pedro and Nomar, then Manny a little later. Like, mm-hmm. That was right during my former sports years. And then Bill wrote his Red Sox book on that era of, like, the late 90s to 2004, obviously. So this guy was going to all those games. He was obsessed. He wrote about that as a kid, being completely obsessed, dressing up as Red Sox players for Halloween. And then just to see him be completely out on them, except when they're good, like, deep into July, it's just you know, his apex mountain of being a baseball fan has come and gone, and I'm afraid he's not going to be re-apex anytime soon.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. All right. Do we need to cover anything else, or you think we have covered Bill Simmons from the female perspective? Would you say?
I'm not going to speak on behalf of women for Bill. I'm just going to say that I think Bill Simmons is really fun to listen to and consume if you don't take it seriously. and you treat it like a comedy podcast or something.
Yes, I totally agree. I have said that if you listen to Bill and you just kind of, it's almost like he's a parody of himself, then
yeah, exactly.
It's okay. It's completely okay. But if you're hanging on his every word, which some people do. I mean, some people, I don't know if they're listening to this podcast because they might think this is funky, but if some people get really, really mad when he says something half-assed, and yeah, so for all those people taking it too seriously, you've heard from me, you've heard from our guests, do not take the pod that seriously. Okay, yeah, so I was finding this, so I made this. Do you know the IQ distribution meme?
Yeah.
Okay, this was an actual post in the meme. So I had the left side bell curve, BS pod funny, the right side bell curve, this is what I said, listening to post Apex Bill Simmons' expiring contract, NBA whole ringer Bill's full parody of himself, whether he knows it or not, is hilarious content, especially when discussing amongst the old timers and our Bill Simmons. Now, this is a direct quote from the sub. Bill claims he's a top 1% NFL watcher, but clearly he's not. His takes are awful. I can't believe anyone is taking his gambling picks seriously. Guess the Lions isn't even fun anymore because it's just whining about fantasy and gambling losses. Those stupid playoff manifestos are just Bill fallacing himself. He always has to be the smartest guy in the room or on the pod. He just does.
Wait, what was the live podcast he just did? Or someone keeps bringing up the Jaylen Brown deal. That was funny. He was not having it.
I'm trying to get somebody from that live show to give us the inside scoop. No one has stepped forward yet because we had somebody from the Russillo show, but that was just pure bliss reading that. Because I could totally see. I don't think Bill takes jokes that well. I don't think he ever has.
I don't think so either, which is why, I mean, he's lucky he's on vacation. Because yeah. I can't imagine what that episode would look like. Or if he'll, I wonder if he'll address it in like whichever one he puts out like first when he's back.
Yeah, although
he has to.
The thing with Bill is he'll talk himself into it before the vacation ends.
Oh yeah, he'll be totally fine with it. He was leaning that way anyway. He's glad it worked out the way it did.
Yeah, but like, you know, this will be Bill. He'll be like, you know what? After doing some research on the cap, it's actually a better contract. Like real NBA people know it's actually not as bad as it looks. That's classic. Oh, okay. No, actually, let's end on this then. The sub. Are you active in the sub? Are you reading the sub? Do you even know about it? Like, what's your experience with the Arville Simmons community?
I am on it. I think Ooh. I've been on it for a couple of years. I've never posted in it.
See, people,
and I also don't really get on Reddit.
You gotta get out there in the action. What's stopping you from mixing it up in there?
I just don't get on Reddit that much anymore, and I generally don't really enjoy interacting on there. So. What?
That now speaks poorly to the sub.
It's not just the Bill Simmons subs. I feel like a lot of subreddits are just weird places.
No, that's true. I only pretty much post in the Simmons sub. I do think it's different. I think Bill, for whatever reason, Bill has a community. People love discussing non-Bill stuff in there. People will discuss movies, TV shows, the general sports topic of the day. Like, people actually like in that sub, and it, like, I totally agree with you. I don't find it in other subs, which is why I don't go on them. But like in that sub, people actually like debating as much as you can debate on Reddit. They actually like that because they find the Bill Simmons fans, I guess, engaging for some reason.
You know, I've noticed multiple posts on that sub where, like, people are just, like, trying to pull genders, too. Where they're like, are there any women in the sub? I don't know if I've ever seen a woman in this sub. I swear I've seen that question multiple times.
They're very curious of that. Which I'm like, God, like, we know there's very few. Like,
does it matter?
It doesn't. Yeah, like, we know this. Like, this is not some gotcha question. Like, there's, and I would say too, Reddit's probably pretty male on the whole. Would you agree with that?
Overall, I don't know. I think it would, mostly all of it would just depend on which subreddit you're on. Like, I feel like if I did interact on one, I think the only times I have interacted on a subreddit have been for, like, Bachelor or something, which I think the majority of that one is probably women.
Oh, I heard that there was some controversy in that one.
The Bachelor Reddit?
Yeah, like, or maybe Bachelorette. It was like on maybe the Reddit uncovered something about one of the contestants.
That happens like every like week, probably, which is why I go on it. Because I have Fantasy League, and like you can get spoilers and stuff like beforehand too. If like if I don't do like a draft or something that year, like season, and it's also fun to find out who the winner is before. As you're watching this show, and then try to see how they're like edited, like how they edit the winners.
Oh, yeah.
Because they use the same pattern and like formula every time. So, like, once you watch one season and you see how they edit the winners, you can predict them like the next season.
See, this is why you might like Survivor, because they do, it's a little bit different, obviously, with the voting out and whatnot, but it's like it's a similar thing where you watch the edit as well as the gameplay for who might actually pull off the win.
I've seen one season. I think I saw like David versus Goliath.
Okay, that's a pretty good season to start off on. That was a fun one.
Yeah, because my friends are really into it, and they do like Survivor themed parties and stuff like that. I never got into it.
What are you waiting for? You got to get in on Survivor.
Yeah, I'll add it to the list.
You got to get in on Survivor and see if the Bill Simmons theory is correct or not. have you posed that Bill Simmons theory to your Survivor friends or not to see if it's accurate?
I wouldn't tell them. I don't think they would think that's funny.
No, probably not. Well, and I actually don't know if it's accurate. It might have been accurate when they said it, but it's not accurate now. Yeah, Simmons is He used to write a lot about Survivor. You just saw in one of the things I read, he was referencing CSI, but there was that, I think it was Thursdays, it was Survivor at 8 p.m. Eastern and CSI at 9 p.m. is like the most watched night of TV. So it's funny seeing Bill reference CSI, because like you wouldn't get that show from him now. But I think he still watches it occasionally. He's talked to Chuck Klosterman about it before, so he still kind of watches it, but yeah, it's if you've got people that are watching it, it's a blast usually. If it's a good season, it's fun.
It's funny. Yeah, I just can't imagine any of my friends would think that's funny though. But I can't imagine it's that hard to prove either if you just like made like a spreadsheet or something of every contestant from every season and like capped it off at like a certain what you're guessing is a bra size, and then like figured out what episodes they got out in.
All right, if we have any list, I will not be doing this, but if we have any hardcore Survivor fans listening to the podcast that want to do this, feel free to do it. DM the account. We can retweet your research, and we can prove once and for all if the Bill Simmons.
I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying like it sounds doable. If we really wanted to prove it, I think we could.
No, I'm reaching out to the listeners. We've given the listeners a lot tonight and throughout. This is the 30th episode of the show. So listeners out there, if you've been enjoying the pod and you're also a Survivor fan, help us out here, do some research, and see if Bill's theory is right. All right, I think unless you got anything else, I'm down to wrap it up here. You've been gracious with your time. And yeah, any final closing words on Bill Simmons, the Bill Simmons subreddit, or anything else in your mind?
I think this is good, and I'm gonna say bye because I think I have another question, but I can put it off the record too.
Ooh, fantastic. Okay, we'll do that. So we'll get that question in a second, but for all the listeners, cheers. Thanks for listening. We will see you on Twitter. We will see you around the sub, and until next episode.